Everyone has a story. Everyone travels a road. Some of those roads are paved, some are gravel, some are a combination. Some are superhighways. Some of us have met with sharp turns, intersections, and delays. We travel at different speeds to different destinations. On this podcast, we talk about your road to now. Welcome to Your Road to Now. Today we sit down with Veronica Schneider, and your business is called?
Very Best Me Aesthetics.
Nice. What is it that you guys do? What's your specialty?
Well, we specialize in hair removal, so do lots of Brazilian waxes, full body hair removal. I use a specialty wax that is my own special blend. No one knows what it is, and that's why what makes it unique and why it's the best.
How long have you been doing it now?
2005, I graduated aesthetics school, and I started right then.
And then you guys won Best of Kelowna this year.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
That was very exciting. I didn't expect that.
So how did you decide to kind of like just like specialize in Brazilian waxes? Like what made you kind of go down that road?
I enjoy doing it. It's a very quick service. It's great money. And my clients, they think that I make them feel comfortable. And there's lots of places you can go, and it's a very uncomfortable situation. And I just have a way to make people feel comfortable. I get it done fast. And
because it's kind of a, I don't know personally, but it's kind of a painful experience.
Like yes, that. It is. You're ripping the hairs out by a very
just deep. Just a quick kind of like rip?
Yep. You're ripping them out on a very deep level. And I'll have to show you actually what it looks like.
Do you get a lot of screaming or a lot of?
Yes, I do. I have scream towels.
Any tears?
Yes, all the time. I'm desensitized to it, so I just, my plan of action, unless the client actually says stop, I don't. Mm-hmm. I keep going, I get it done. There's no point.
And it usually subsides after a few minutes, so I imagine that the pain.
It's painful the entire time, but it's super quick.
Yeah, and then it just subsides.
And then they're just like, wow, like if you shave, you have prickles the next day. Mm-hmm. They notice the next day, there's no prickles, the day after that.
So you're getting like almost like a 6 weeks, eight weeks?
Or,
look at me. It's, like, I don't.
Yeah. Well, you can come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they see the effects.
I think
of
men
it.
Are bigger babies, though.
Yeah.
Probably weep for a long time.
You'll be fine. We have freezing stuff, too. Oh, there you go. You can get frozen.
So tell me about you, though. What about you? Like, you said you were born in Edmonton.
Yes.
You mentioned that to me earlier.
Yes.
But you moved here when you were 2 years old.
Yes.
So tell me about Kelowna. How long ago was that? Like what?
Oh, gosh, I'm 40 now.
Okay, so you've been here 38 years.
Yes.
So lots has changed in Kelowna.
It has. Like, even this building is crazy.
Yeah.
It's grown so much, but I love it because we've got four beautiful seasons. Beautiful, beautiful seasons. Summer here.
Very lucky here with
yes.
that. Very lucky.
I mean, one of the most desired places to live in the world.
Yeah. I've been in a few places, not everywhere, but I would still say Canada is one of the best countries in the world.
Yes.
And if I had to pick a province out of all of our provinces and territories, I'd pick British Columbia for its rugged beauty. And then if I had to pick a place in British Columbia, I'd pick Vancouver or Kelowna. So we're pretty lucky.
Where did you move from?
I've been everywhere. Okay. You know that song, I've been everywhere.
Yeah.
So I've lived in Edmonton as
yes.
well. Born in Kamloops.
Oh.
Yeah, born in Kamloops. But throughout Western Canada, I guess. I've done some work in northern Manitoba, Thompson, Manitoba. Worked up in high-level Alberta.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is paradise compared to those places. But they all have amazing beauty, too. Like, high-level Alberta is cold, but you've never seen northern lights like that. And
yes.
it's kind of... There's beauty in everything, for sure.
Yeah.
But if we look out here, we're in Landmark 6, we're on the 16th floor, and we look out over the city, it's pretty epic.
It is, like, wow. I couldn't imagine
working
up here all day.
We live in a very, very beautiful valley.
Yes, we do.
So what's been the biggest change in Kelowna, and what kind of inspired to keep you here? Like, what keeps you in Kelowna? Because a lot of young people left Kelowna back in the day because there was not a lot of opportunity.
Well, what kept me here was my mom was here. Mm-hmm. She was sick, and so she didn't move. I need to stay close to her. She passed away in 2014.
I'm sorry to hear.
So I stuck here with her, and I went out on my own with my business in 2014. And so I think if I didn't go out on my own with my business and was successful, I might have moved now that she's gone, because nothing holds me here. Mm-hmm. So I opened up my own business. I always worked in the salons before that, like doing aesthetics, but doing my own thing in 2014. And it just took off from there. And now I'm stuck here.
Good place to be stuck.
Yeah. So.
So where'd you go to school? Which school? Which high school?
Heritage Christian School. Okay. I graduated in 1997.
And what? Any big memories from high school or?
Not really. It was very strict. It was a private Christian school. Mm-hmm. We wore uniforms. Very, very strict.
But what do you think of that, uniforms?
I like it because you don't have to pick out your clothes every single day. Mm-hmm. But I'm still in touch with, like, even my grade 12 teacher. I'm still in touch with everybody, and there's still some of the teachers there that when I was there. And my younger son is going to go there for middle school next year.
Well, that's nice.
So it's going to be kind of cool. He'll have, maybe have the same one of the same teachers as I did.
So many kids?
I have two. The little one, he's 10. His name's Dexter. And the older one's 23, and his name's Micah.
Well, there's a gap there.
Yes.
The older one can look after the younger one.
Yes.
That's the plan. We have a gap in ours, too. That's great. Ooh. Yeah, so I have a 30-something. I'm going to get in trouble.
Wow.
And our youngest works for us here. He's 20. So.
Wow.
So there's some gaps there, too. And then we have a middle daughter that's 27. Yeah. So it's awesome. So in Kelowna, 38 years ago to now, so high school is probably, you know, 28 years ago or good 20 Lord. Years ago. What's been the biggest change that you like about Kelowna?
I like that everything's really accessible, but you don't have to drive really far to get anywhere. Like, I left my house at 5 to 8 and I made it here on time.
I always say it's a small town with big city amenities.
Yeah, it's not going to take an hour to cross the town. Yeah. And we can get anywhere we want within 10 minutes.
It's pretty amazing when people complain about traffic here.
Yeah.
And they haven't lived in a big city.
Yes. So, and just all the shops, and there's lots of local stores, and I like supporting local, and lots of entrepreneurs, and it's just a great little city.
So why did you decide to kind of go out on your own instead of working for somebody else? Like, what kind of... When did you come to that moment? Was it a big moment or?
Well, I am old, as you can see.
You don't look old. You look great.
I couldn't, you know, when you're working with estheticians that are 21, 22, and the hours that the spas demand, evenings, weekends, all that stuff, I couldn't keep up having, you know, kids. And then when my mom passed, I had some time to think about, you know, what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I just said to myself, I'm going to open up my own business, and then I don't have to work evenings and I don't have to work weekends if I want. And if it doesn't work out, I've got these skills. I can go work anywhere.
So what's been the biggest challenge you've had your business now for like 6 years, I guess?
Yes. The biggest challenge is I'm still wanting to expand. Mm-hmm. I'm wanting to expand and like make it, like a place like this would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just rent the back room.
Yeah. Where are you right now? Where are
I'm
you looking?
I'm not far. I'm 2 minutes away.
Oh, yeah?
I'm literally down a couple streets. I'm right off of Springfield.
Oh, okay.
Like where Planet Laser is.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm upstairs. Yeah. So it takes me 2 seconds to get here. I can probably see your building from my building.
So you want to be bigger?
Yeah, I want to expand, and I've been teaching, but I want to expand with my teaching as well. Mm-hmm. And travel and teach. And I have so many emails where people want me to teach them like advanced Brazilian waxing techniques. Mm-hmm.
So what's the most important thing, do you think, for you're in the service business? So what's the most, how do you retain customers? How do you keep them? Like what do you have a secret in that regard? Like,
well, Brazilian waxing is very private. So you're not just going to jump around to Brazilian waxers. So if you feel comfortable with someone, you've got them pretty much for life. It's not like nails or lashes.
You have to mess that relationship up.
Yeah, you really do. If you nails and lashes, there's a dime a dozen in Kelowna, you know, but Brazilian wax, like it's very private. And I have die hard loyals from the minute I started in 2014.
Yeah. And where do you get most of your business? Is it referrals?
Google?
Google. Yeah. Search. So it's all searches.
Yeah. I'm on the first page. I've never paid for an advertisement or anything. I rank very high. And it's pretty surprising because I'm just a very small business.
But do you get reviews, or do people really not do the reviews for you? Because it's
lots of people do reviews. Awesome. I've got so many. So that's probably why I rank pretty high. And every review is saying she makes me feel so comfortable. She's friendly. Got the service done fast, clean. It's like going to a doctor's office. And
everything about opening a second location, third location, fourth location.
Yes, I would like that in the future. Yeah. 1,000%.
So, big moments in the business is there, or is it just kind of been like you just kind of got your head down and just work away and just keep getting more business, or is there a moment, like a defining moment there in the business for you?
I'm just still like shocked that I went out on my own and that it's successful, and you know, I just learn as I go. And the Best of Kelowna, I was shocked that I got nominated for that. I didn't even really know what it was. I always voted the years before, but I didn't even know how people got on there. And I just went with it. And that was pretty exciting to win that. Mm-hmm. There are some big establishments that do hair removal that I got gold and they didn't.
Yeah, it's definitely a people's choice award, because you can only... It's set up so that it's all about the people, and it's all about the nominations, and you know, it's not about buying your way to the top or anything. Yeah. So it's kind of
yeah.
Cool.
I'm only one person, and a few of the other businesses, they're bigger establishments, mm-hmm. and so I did not expect that at all.
So what inspires you? Do you follow anybody to talk? Like, do you read books, or where do you get inspiration from?
I do. I love reading. I'm reading. Good Lord, what's it called? I just got it in the mail. I like dark books. Okay. Yeah, like I watch like killer movies, like
tragedies,
yeah,
kind of like
true crime, like real life true crime, like on Netflix there's a series called I Am a Killer. I'm obsessed with it. I like that type of stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is there been a defining moment in your life? Has there been a something that kind of, you know, where you've kind of gone this way or that way and you've decided which way to go?
Well, yeah, I think it was probably 2014 when my mom passed away. And then, you know, I took a little bit of time off work and I could have either went back to the salon I was working at or went out on my own. And I took some courses to upgrade in other things instead. And I just made up my mind and I did it.
So did you take some business courses, or did you? Or
well, when
you...
I graduated high school, I took my business administration.
Oh, good for you.
My parents didn't want me to do aesthetics. They thought it's mm-hmm. not really a good career. So I took business admin. I have my certificate for that. And I worked for their construction company doing accounting for a few years.
So you have some business background,
yes.
Which
and
helps most people when they get into business.
I hated every moment of it. I hate accounting. I hated working... doing their business stuff. And they paid for that schooling. And then I still was like, I want to do aesthetics. And I got a student loan and I did it on my own.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you have some guiding principles, stuff that guides you, that you know, that your kind of core values or anything in your business and in your life?
I have really deep seated morals. So whatever someone tells me, it's locked up. People trust me. They can...
You're kind of like the bartender on a different level.
Yeah, anytime someone, like I know people's
they
deepest,
probably share quite a bit with
oh,
you.
Oh, they do. And it's like I should be getting paid for being a counselor as well.
Psychologist, for sure, because I'm pretty sure they open up.
They do the most craziest things, and they trust me. And lots of people come to me just for that.
Because they're pretty vulnerable in that
yes.
when they're about to do that. So I'm sure that taking that next step to reveal some of their emotions and stuff that's going on with them is probably a pretty easy step for them.
So I help people also, mm-hmm. you know, and I listen. Yeah. I don't talk a lot. I just listen.
Well, you're very charismatic, so I'm sure that helps.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are too.
I'm trying. I'm getting better. Do you have an embarrassing moment in business at all? Like that, or in life
okay,
in
you
general?
Really want to know. You really sure. want to know. Okay. So lots of the time... It's a normal bodily function, right? People, they toot.
Mm-hmm.
And every time someone does, I try so hard not to laugh because I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. Right. But, oh, my gosh, it takes everything inside of me not to. Because it's just funny. It's funny. Because when you get into some positions to get the hair, sometimes one just squeezes out. Just the gas and just kind of releases. I'm just like, I have to really just breathe and because I don't want to make them feel embarrassed.
Right.
So it's really hard not to laugh, but it's hilarious.
Do you have a favorite memory in Kelowna? Something that...
Oh, yeah.
That kind of...
When we were younger, I loved to go to the boardwalk, you know, roller skating. Have you ever done that?
Roller skating? Yeah. We used to go to the... I'm older, so I used to go to those rinks that you go around and around.
The boardwalk.
Roller derby, the movie and all that kind of stuff. That was a thing.
Do you remember the boardwalk?
Not here, but... I do remember going to roller derby rinks.
Yeah, so the boardwalk was awesome. Hmm. We had water slides here, which they took out. It was like right near like
the brick. I remember that. Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah, they had the Flintstone Park and the
water slides. Those were really good memories. Yeah. And the boardwalk was right beside. That was Friday night. Every Friday night, parents dropped you off. And yeah.
So lots of cool things. Yeah, we don't really have all the touristy things anymore. They're kind of all gone. We used to have on the west side, or West Kelowna west side.
Yeah.
They used to have Old McDonald's Farm, the water slides. When I came here 25 years ago, there was a ton of touristy things to do, and most of those are gone.
Yeah.
I think they're just tough to make money 3 months of the year.
Yeah, I was sad when they closed down Old McDonald's Farm. That was a good one, too. The hay rides, all the little animals.
If you could go back and talk to 20-year-old you, any advice?
Oh, Lord. I should have thought about this one beforehand. You know, it is what it is, and everything we do in life gets us to the moment we are now. I wouldn't change anything.
Your road to now is paved with success, failures,
we all have failures. Like, this whole thing has not been easy. There's been... sleepless nights, there's been like grinding and they just see the surface level, but
I've worked really hard. Business owners are just they got the big money vault in the back and they're shoveling out the cash.
Yeah, it's really hard work.
It's a tough world in that way too, because it's not, and you kind of have to walk the path to understand it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big thing for sure. Proudest accomplishment?
Definitely my two sons. I definitely love them. They're my rocks, my solid rock.
So you do the sports thing with them, or are they doing different things?
They both do different things. Because of the age gap, I make a point of spending about once a week with the older one, that's 23, just me and him. So we're not like with little kids, and we take our dog for a walk, we go for lunch, go for sushi, and just have like a mom and son time, and we do that once a week, and I always look forward to that. And then we still get to bond and not have the little one around doing, you know, little kid things. So love it. I love our relationship. And yeah.
So, mayor for the day, is there stuff you'd want to do for Kelowna?
Definitely, there's lots of people that are poor here. You know, that I've noticed, and, you know, hungry and homelessness and, you know, all of that. I'd like to somehow help with that. Animals that are, you know, abused and neglected, that's huge. I'm a major dog enthusiast. I've got a German Shepherd. She's with me. She comes to work with me. She's so trained. Mm. She's in the vehicle right now. I should have brought her in. She's a beautiful German Shepherd. I can't stand animals that are neglected or abused, or children, or just help that somehow.
Where do you see Kelowna 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? What do you see out there?
Well, I definitely see them getting a SkyTrain.
And where is that? Is that Vernon Penticton kind of thing?
Yeah, I heard that's going to happen, and that would be super cool.
Yeah.
And we could just like...
I think a bullet train to Vancouver would be cool.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And Vancouver, Kelowna, Calgary.
Yes.
I think that connects our country.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
And I think because they're doing one with Seattle and San Francisco, so if we did that loop, that'd be nice.
I think we will have that within 10 years.
Yeah, I think a lot's going to change for sure. What scares you out there? What scares you right now in the world?
the wars, you know, getting bombed because it just happens. One bomb could just us and we're gone to smithereens. But I think they have things to keep an eye out for. Natural disasters. I'm scared of natural disasters, earthquakes, like any of those things.
Is
like,
Kelowna the place to be for you for the rest of your life? Is there any plans to kind of...
I don't have any plans, but I would definitely like to move when I'm older.
If Kelowna's a persona, if Kelowna's a person, can you describe that person to me? Like the way you see her? I shouldn't say her, because it could be a man to you.
Yeah, it could be a man.
So who is Kelowna?
Well, it's very colorful. It's got lots of ethnicities here, which is, I've noticed a lot. Lots of different ethnicities. Mm-hmm. It's a really great place to live. There's lots of friendly people. You just got to get in with the right people and make...
Is it a he or a she, though, Kelowna? Is it more female or is it more male?
I don't know.
Or is it gender neutral?
I think it's an it.
It's an it. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it young? Is it vibrant? Is it old and crotchety?
Some parts of it is, that's for sure. I think that, you know, even just being here, your office is amazing. It's young and vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing a fresh... I love your stuff. Yeah, it's like a fresh something here, and it's great.
I think one of the things Kelowna now tries to do is be positive and kind of exude that positive vibrancy out there, and I think we should be proud of our city, and obviously there's stuff we need to fix and stuff that we need to get better at, and we need to kind of spread that wealth out too and share and be responsible for the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
And work towards that.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing for sure. Let's do a little quick fire.
Okay.
Favorite place to dine in Kelowna?
I love East Indian food, so Made in India.
Nice. Is there a favorite activity you have? Like,
I love taking my German Shepherd out in the woods and just walking.
Favorite hike then? Is there a place you go?
Angel Springs is my favorite.
Oh, where's Angel Springs?
It's out in East Kelowna. It's beautiful all four seasons. In the summer, there's waterfalls, little places to dunk in. In the winter, it's gorgeous. It is a beautiful place to go.
So if you have friends come from out of town, where do you take them? What do you do with them? Or what do you tell them to go?
Well, I am not into bars or anything like that. So we'll usually... like I said, I'm a huge dog enthusiastic, so we'll take the dogs out. We'll go to whatever, I'll always ask them, what do you want? What do you feel like? And find a restaurant, which is, you know, what their taste is.
We got lots of restaurants.
Yes, for sure. So whatever their taste is, then we'll do it. Yeah, that's about it, really. I don't really have any visitors that come, so...
Yeah. Is there a favorite movie you have that you watch over and over again? Or is it a dark movie?
Yes. Yes, there's lots of them. What do I watch over and over again?
Are you a Netflix person?
Yeah, sometimes. I'm obsessed with, like, Dexter. It's over now. Like, dark thrillers, dark, like... killer movies.
Anything else you'd like to share?
I'm just really happy to be here, and I'm happy to meet you, and I'm just really excited about it, and I love this place, and I love Kelowna, and I'm open for new adventures as well.
Path forward for you? I know you want to increase your business and all that.
1,000%. That's my goal, and I've got plan in action. I just got to do it.
Well, I thank you for sharing your road to now. And we'll hope to see you again. Maybe in a couple years, we'll do it again.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
If you'd like to be part of this podcast, we'd love to share your story and your road to now.